From NPR and WBUR, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. Coming up, we'll talk with the Methodist pastor who was defrocked for officiating his son's same-sex marriage, then reinstated. He's got a new book out and says the church's future depends on a change in doctrine and attitude.
But first, less than a week after the U.S. started that bombing campaign against ISIS in Syria, President Obama was asked on 60 Minutes about comments from James Clapper, director of National Intelligence, that the U.S. overestimated the Iraqi army's ability to fight the group.
I think our head of the intelligence community, Jim Clapper, has acknowledged that I think they underestimated what had been taking place in Syria.
It's being called the closest the president has come to acknowledging the U.S. was surprised by the rise of ISIS. But he didn't back off his promise to keep American ground troops out of combat in Syria. And then over the weekend, House Speaker John Boehner said this on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos.
At some point, somebody's boots have to be on the ground.
And if no one else will step up, you would recommend putting American boots on the ground?
We have no choice. These are barbarians. They intend to kill us. And if we don't destroy them first, we're going to pay the price.
Let's bring in NPR politics editor Charlie Mattesian. Charlie, a lot to chew on after this past weekend. What do you think of the president's comments that intelligence officials underestimated the ability of the Iraqis to take on ISIS, and by saying that, implicitly saying that ISIS was stronger than the U.S. thought?
Well, I think in some ways, Robin, this tracks back to an earlier comment the president has made that he can't seem to get past, which is the use of the term junior varsity in referring to the Islamic State some time ago in an interview. And it's placed him in something of an awkward position. The White House has tried to walk back that language and insisted that the president wasn't actually singling out the Islamic State with that dismissive description. But either way, it's left a perception that the rise of the Islamic State wasn't adequately recognized or being taken as seriously as it might have been otherwise. And so at some point, that dismissive language had to be squared with the reality of the current military action against the Islamic State, because the president obviously needs to galvanize support behind a mission that's predicated on the very notion that the Islamic State is a serious geopolitical threat and a threat to U.S. interests in particular. And so conceding that the threat had been underestimated by the intelligence community in some ways cauterizes that public relations wound to a certain extent, but without taking direct responsibility for it either.
Well, would the president be seen as throwing James Clapper under the bus, or is it assumed that a president can only know what his intelligence officers know?
Well, I think right now you're seeing a little bit of that discussion being reflected in Congress. Senator McCain, for example, has come out with some very strong rhetoric today, essentially saying that the president has thrown Clapper under the bus and not taken responsibility for missing the rise of the Islamic State.
Yeah. Well, then we hear John Boehner say ground troops might be needed. And we know he's had closed-door meetings with the president and the administration. Presumably, he's hearing what the president is saying, that they will not be needed. Does this surprise you? And what does this mean politically?
Well, I think Boehner is reflecting fairly widespread Republican sentiment that air attacks alone are not going to be enough to destroy the Islamic State. Keep in mind, at this moment, there are very few voices in Congress who would take the discussion to the next level, which is, of course, sending U.S. ground troops. And I think if you listen closely enough to John Boehner's remarks, you'll hear the speaker address that very critical point. He raises the issue that somebody's boots will need to be on the ground, though he doesn't explicitly say American boots. What's most notable here, though, Robin, I thought, is that when pressed on the question of whether American ground troops might be necessary if no other nations step up, Boehner didn't rule it out.
Yeah. Well, there's a new poll from NBC News and The Wall Street Journal that finds that most Americans do believe 72% believe that the U.S. will use ground troops against ISIS, although Americans are divided on whether they should. So it feels as if just about everybody is thinking there will be boots on the ground except members of the Obama administration, U.S. boots on the ground.
Right. I thought that was a pretty remarkable finding to see that there was such a widely held opinion that the U.S. is going to at some point send combat troops to battle the Islamic State. And it's especially remarkable in light of the recent polling that showed the American public so strongly opposed to sending ground troops. And at the same time, you know, what we see in the polling is a very bright line. A strong majority of Americans continue to support the airstrikes, but where they draw the line is ground troops. So it's really interesting interesting to see that the public at the same time has this level of cynicism in the back of their minds that while they oppose ground troops, at the same time, they think in the future they might be necessary.
Well, the potential ground troops oppose it as well. There's a new Military Times poll of active duty military members. It found the same number, 70% of those polled opposed to the U.S. sending a substantial number of combat troops to Iraq, in this case, to support Iraqi security forces. NPR Politics editor Charlie Mattesian, just taking a look at the tea leaves on this Monday. Charlie, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.